So Dan, thanks for doing this. This is I'm really excited. I don't think I've been more excited about doing a feature than this one, and I'm really thankful and grateful for you taking the time to answer these questions for us. You've taken 54 elk with a bow. 20 of them made Pope and Young, and your biggest was how big, Dan?
It gross is 408, and the net is 386 and 7/8.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Now, if I understand this correctly, you have never hired a guide and you've never had anyone call an elk for you. Every elk that you've killed, you've called yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, some of them I've actually set at water holes and killed, but I've killed most of my elk, I'd say 90% of them, by bugling them in.
Wow. And I just have to tell you a really quick story. Back in 1987, I went on a hunting trip to northern Canada and I met a woman named Charlie White, and she had a picture that she shared with me of a giant elk. I mean, I think it was Montana. And on the back of that picture, she wrote the note that this is all due to Danny Moore. Now, I didn't know you at the time, Danny. This is 1987. I was just a kid. And I always wondered, you know, who is Danny Moore? And all of a sudden, fast forward 25 years, and you and I have become pretty decent friends, and you are absolutely the elk master. So I don't know if you remember that hunt you did with Charlie White back in the 80s, but you made quite an impression on two people, her and me.
Yeah, well, Charlie Hunt, I remember it like it happened yesterday. We hunted 2 or 3 days. I bugled in, at least two good quality bulls for her, and we got them within 20 yards, but there was just never a shot. And the day we, her and Gary and I walked up, Gary had killed a bull with her husband. Had killed a bull with my friend Dirk Eddy. And so Gary was just walking along going with us. Well, we come up and we was headed for this upper basin, and I ended up bugling and got a bull bugling down below. It was actually kind of the area where our truck was. It was coming off the fields, and I ended up bugling this bull in, and she shot at it. And the bull's coming up at us, and I'm thinking she's going to take a frontal shot on, and I just tell her, I'm just hoping that she'll wait and wait and wait and wait. And finally, the bull gets dead broadside to her. He's 11 steps from me, and I see her arrow hit him, and she buries it right through the flesh. He wheels around 50 yards, he's dead.
Wow, and
I mean,
how big was that
it
bull?
was great. And that bull was a 7x6 bull. I can't remember what the score was, but in the 1988 edition of the PSC catalog, it was a cover photo on the PSC catalog for 1988, was Charlie and myself standing with our bulls hanging on our backs, looking into a basin in Montana. So it was, Charlie and I hunted 2 or 3 times together after that, I just kind of miss them because, I haven't heard from them in years. So
Well, maybe they'll
anyway,
listen to
that,
the interview.
yeah, maybe.
All right, so you ready to answer some questions?
Sure.
Okay.